Episode 7, Snoopy Norton. Make sure y'all like and subscribe to the YouTube page. The YouTube is in the link on Instagram. Make sure you subscribe to the YouTube. Episode 7, we talking about this Diddy Cassie situation. Is it abuse? What abuse look like? How you define abuse? Who fault is it? Is it anybody's fault? Do we believe it all? Or do we think it's up for, you know, a money grab? So me, first and foremost, I want to say, because everybody like to say you like to shame the victim shaming. You shaming the victim. You shaming the victim. Definitely not shaming no victims that's been a part of any type of abuse. First and foremost, put that out there. Not shaming nobody. Because ultimately, you got to step up and say somebody been doing you something that you ain't comfortable with them doing you. So there's no shaming to nobody. In the chat, it said, Camille said, I believe Cassie, but you shouldn't have waited that long. And yes, it was a money grab. So this one, all right, let's get into the whole Diddy situation. So we know Diddy and Cassie been together for umpteen years. They've been together forever. He met her when she was 19, the lawsuit said. They ain't get together until she made her 21st birthday or something like that. She's saying Diddy forced himself on her from jump, pulled her in the bathroom, kissed her in the mouth. You hear me? Pulled her in the bathroom, kissed her in the mouth, and basically told her, you mine now. You hear me? That's some wild shit. Where y'all was at when he just dragged you in the bathroom and kissed you in your mouth, and you ain't want him to do that, first and foremost. Second of all, where y'all at that y'all keep bumping heads? She 19, they met, and then they didn't get together till he kissed her in the mouth when she was 21. Obviously, y'all in each other's circle. Obviously, you in close range to Diddy. Was that on purpose? Was you purposely in close range to him? Was you trying to get seen? Was you trying to get chose? Because you at that point, she was a nobody. And this Diddy. So how you keep getting in close proximity with Diddy enough for him to grab you by the arm in the bathroom and kiss you in your mouth? Let's see what the chat's saying. The chat say her and her husband needed money bad. I believe that, Camille. Chaz Forever said, I believe Cassie. Sometimes it takes years to get the courage to stand up for yourself. I can believe that. Facebook, what we got going on? Dr. Keisha said, if someone overpowers, violates the other, no matter the age, yes, it is abuse. Abuse starts mentally. I agree with that. The chat, let's see. Jazz Forever said, imagine trying to go against somebody in that position in life and you're nobody. All right, I agree with what y'all saying. But my question is, how did you get this close to this man? Are y'all saying he made his way to her and she ain't had no options but to go along with him, to be with him? I'm trying to figure out how they got together in the first place. Maybe the abuse didn't start immediately, but in her lawsuit, she said the first time they got together, he pulled her in the bathroom and kissed her in the mouth. And she wasn't with that. That's off the dump. So I'm trying to figure out when did the abuse start? Was day one the abuse? Because you putting yourself around Diddy. Diddy ain't necessarily putting himself around you, in my opinion. Let's see what the chat's saying. No, Cassie was enjoying the benefits when she was with Diddy because she could have gotten long time ago. I guess she meant she could have left a long time ago. Shell Amber said, take the glasses off for one. Why I gotta take my glasses off? I'm vibing tonight. So that's what I'm saying. She met Diddy. In my mind, in this world, if this Diddy and this is a little 19, 20, 21 year old girl who trying to be in the industry and trying to be on, in my mind, she's seeking out and finding where Diddy at. She trying to get chose. That don't mean she should be abused. Don't take what I'm saying. That don't mean she's supposed to be abused. I'm saying she initially was trying to be in proximity to Diddy. If we could agree on that. Diddy ain't going down to no local Joker type shit. He had the high rollers, parties, events. So she trying to get around him. What the chat say? The chat say, maybe in the beginning she was plotting on him. So him kissing her in the mouth from day one was more of a checkmate for Cassie. All right, so, but she putting that in her lawsuit as if that's when the first sign of abuse, the first sign of going against what she wanted. I think maybe at first she thought it was cute or exciting. Okay, Jazz. Camille said, I feel that husband she's with now told her to sue him. I could believe that. Jazz said, then it went too far. So that's what I'm saying. All right, so boom. So they got together. Hooked up. He kissed in the mouth. Whether she liked it, didn't like it, wasn't tripping, tripping a little bit, whatever the case was, they kept rolling from there. Then she see, the next time, he pick her up, she get in the car, and he tell her to pop this pill. She ain't know what the pill was, but she popped it. Now, this is the first time a nigga come and get you. He come and get you. He ain't drag you out. You came down willingly from wherever you was at, your apartment, your hotel, whatever it was. You came down willingly to meet this nigga. That's not abuse so far. In my eyes. In Snoop eyes, that ain't abuse. You came down willingly. You volunteered to come down. I hit you. Boom. I'm coming to pick you up. You hear me? Be ready. Boom. She come down. She ready. She getting the whip and didn't hand her a pill. Pop this in. You heard? Pop this pill, baby. Pop this pill right here. She don't know what it is. But she pop it. Now, is that against her will? Is that abuse? Is that him making her take drugs? How y'all feel about that? Let's see. That right there would have been me getting right back out of the car. Because why are you popping pills? Exactly. Facebook. Dr. Keisha says she was dating Ryan Leslie. She was a singer in the industry and signed a bad boy. He crossed the line messing with her. So if he crossed, he may have crossed the line messing with her. But apparently, she wanted to be signed to Bad Boy. She wanted to be around Diddy. But let's keep going. She got in the whip and he told her to pop a pill. She ain't want to, but how can somebody make you pop a pill if you don't want to pop a pill? My opinion is she was ready and willing to do any and everything so she could get on to this platform so she could be a rising star. She wanted to be a star. She wanted to be in the music industry. She wanted to be a name. She wanted to have it popping. So she was willing to do whatever it was at that moment that Diddy had her do. Is that right on his part? Because he know he influential. You know you can get these little business to do whatever you want them to do because this is what they want. So is it bad on his part? For sure. He shouldn't be taking advantage of them. But at the end of the day, did he force her? Did he make up? I feel like she made a conscious decision to come downstairs, to get in his car, and to pop a pill that she didn't know what it was. Jay Nash said he holds popping pills for less. Stay woke. Listen, I'm trying to figure this out. We're trying to figure out where the abuse come in at. What was the abuse in the relationship? Because so far, you met him, he pulls you in the bathroom and kisses you in your mouth. If that was abuse, if you wasn't comfortable with that, that should have been right. Once you got out of that bathroom, once you got out of that club, once you got out of that situation, that should have been it. Diddy made me uncomfortable. He came on to me, grabbed me, kissed me in my mouth. I'm not fucking with that crazy nigga no more. That should have been it. But apparently that wasn't it. We get to a point where Diddy hit her, come downstairs, I'm picking you up. She come downstairs after he done kissed her and I'm out, allegedly, forcibly. Then she popping pills and she don't even know what it is. So tell me when the abuse stopped. We done had three instances so far where the abuse stopped. Lex said, one thing for sure, ain't no kind of money gonna have me out my body taking drugs. It's another trick to fuck with. Facts. Jay Nash said he used his status to persuade her to do other stuff. Technically, it's abuse. King Bills on Instagram say it's the leverage of power that makes it abuse. Ask Harvey Weinstein. Camille said, because I want you to get jail time, not money. Money can't help my trauma. That's another thing. All these abusers, they go straight for lawsuits. They don't file criminal. They go straight for the lawsuits. That's iffy to me. But okay, let's go back to what Jay Nash said. He uses influence to abuse. Like, that's abuse. But in my mind, you can't be abused unless you allow yourself to be abused. This was too early on in the game for her to not have an option. The problem is she wanted this lifestyle so bad that she was willing to be abused. She was willing to do shit she ain't had no business doing. So who we blaming in these situations? We blaming the people in power that, hey, I know you want this, but look, this is what you got to do to get it. Or we blaming the people who want that and willing to go through whatever these people say, this is what you got to do to get it. Dominique on Facebook say, we have decisions, choices, and consequences. That's how I operate. That's how I operate. You got a decision, you got a choice, and then you got to live with the consequences if it's consequences for them decisions and choices. It's the same way like the Risa Tisa chick on TikTok crying because the nigga lied to her all this time, but she knew and you was willing to do it because you was getting the benefits of a lifestyle. You was getting the benefits of a certain way of living. So you was willing to put up with lies. You was willing to put up with half-truths just so you could continue living that life. And I feel the same thing with Cassie. She was willing to put up with it for as long as possible because she wanted this lifestyle. Let's go back to the chats. Facebook. Jay Nass said, but that's what abusers feed off of. Camille said, sometimes you can't help abuse, but you can put a stop to it. I agree. King Bill said, the people who are abusing their power and position. Abusers, Jay Nass said, abusers seek out the weak-minded individuals. I agree with that. Facebook, what we saying? Make sure y'all like this stream, everybody. If you're on Instagram right now, take a second and hit that like button. If you're on Facebook right now, take a second, hit that like button. Okay. They take advantage of weak-minded people. I agree. Trap Souls say, so you don't think Cassie a victim? It's not that I don't think that she a victim. I'm trying to figure out, when did the victimization start? When do we consider the abuse the starting? When was the starting point for abuse? Because at some point she was seeking him out and willing to do things, and then at some point it had to make a turn to where she wasn't comfortable doing it no more, but she didn't want to leave, but for whatever her reasons was. And see, I got to say, he was dangling the wife carrot. I doubt he was dangling the wife carrot. I doubt she ever thought she was going to marry Diddy. Camille said more to her husband, he in her head. I must have missed a past comment. Straight Jig saying the bathroom was the start. So if that was the start of the abuse, why did she continue the next meeting to agree to come out with him and go get down in his car with him when he pulled up? If she already felt abused, you saying she didn't know she was abused? She didn't know that was the case at that time? Dominique on Facebook says some don't know they're being abused. I could agree with that. I could agree with that. Sean Ambo on Instagram, it's not our place to say when the victimization started. None of us were there. I was, you know, in most situations, I agree to that. But in these public relationships and public platforms and everything that they put out to the world, if you putting it out, you can't tell me it ain't our place. You can't tell me it ain't my place. You put it out there. I wouldn't know nothing about this if it wasn't out there. Y'all put it out there, so it is our business at this point. It's a talking point for everybody, the good, the bad, and the ugly. Trap Soul say, I hate this for you. Even if she was seeking him out, no mean no. So since she started saying no, it count. When did she start saying no? That's, you know, you're missing the point of what I'm saying. Absolutely understand that. My point is, if you saying no, if you being abused, if I call you and say, hey, come downstairs, we about to go on a trip, I'm about to take you such and such, you don't come downstairs, right? Yes or no, chat. If you feel abused or uncomfortable, this was their first real meeting. If you felt uncomfortable in that first meeting, and then I hit you up and say, boom, come downstairs, I'm going to take you out, we going on a date, on a trip, you don't come downstairs, right? If you felt uncomfortable that first meeting? What y'all say, chat? If you felt uncomfortable in the first meeting, do you go downstairs and get in the car with them the next time? Jay Nash, it ain't that black and white, man. Don't do this. Tell me what's... Call in. Call in. Tell me what's not the black and white part that I'm missing. Roma on Facebook says she was of age, but she was mentally a child. The lifestyle was dangling in front of her face and she was fascinated. I agree. Jay Nasty, I ain't gonna lie, I might have gotten a cup. Stop playing, man. Y'all bullshit. Stop playing. Shell Embassy, it could have been psychological. He could have made promises to jumpstart her career and all this smoke. We already, that's what I'm getting at. That's what I'm getting at. That's what she was after. She wanted to jumpstart her career. She wanted to be popping. So my question to the chat is, do victims have to take some part of accountability in this? If you're a victim, are you just free of all accountability? Are you free of all decision making? Are you free of all, you just a helpless person that we should look at and say this was a helpless person and they was taken advantage of? Is that how we should look at it? Or is the victim held at some point responsible? Whether it be a little bit at the beginning, at some point, should the victim be held responsible at some point? Jazz Forever said, you give people the benefit of the doubt thinking that was just a one-off. Okay, I hear you. Dr. Keisha say, from a clinical therapist, it definitely is not that black and white. Straight J say, so if you go along with the abuse, can you not call it out later? Of course you can at some point. That's not where I'm at with it. I'm not saying she can't call him out at some point. I'm not saying he wasn't wrong. Also, I'm not saying I believe it all. Also, I'm not saying I don't believe whatever. We just, there's talking points right now. I haven't even given my opinion on this at all yet. I'm trying to look at it from both sides. We already understand the victimizer side. We already know what he was doing. We already know that he was taking advantage. We already know what he was dangling in front of her. And we already know that. So I'm looking at it from the victim side now. I'm trying to understand the victim aspect of it. C.I. Gutter says she got to live with all that trauma coming forward. Is accountability, facing all the shame and ridicule publicly. All right. Roma on Facebook said his actions were predatory from the beginning. His old ass wasn't new to this. All right. Instagram, Trap Soul knows she can't be after whatever she after, but once that unwanted, unsolicited sexual advance started, she a victim. No mean no, or silence, that mean no. Some women be afraid. I feel like I'm missing something. Jazz tapped on it and said sometimes women think that was a one-off. Cause I'm missing step one to step two to step three. Because if you felt uncomfortable in step one, I hear Jazz what she say, some women think that might have just been, oh, he was just tripping and like, I'm gonna give it another chance. Okay, I go along with that. Your second chance, allegedly, in her lawsuit was her getting in the car with this nigga and he offering her a pill to pop. So what are we saying about that? Trap Souls, what are we saying about that? On their second meeting, Trap Souls, she got in his car, she came downstairs, she agreed to a date with this guy who maybe he was tripping on the first incident. Maybe he was drunk. Maybe he was bugging. She go downstairs and get in the car with him on the date on the second meeting. And he offer her a pill or tell her to pop a pill that she don't know what it is. So how we feel about that, Trap Souls? Call in, matter of fact. Why don't you call in? I'm going to take the pill, but still. What the fuck is wrong with y'all? What the fuck is wrong with y'all? Hey. Trap King Bill said this is also in hindsight. Listen, that's all we got to go off of, people. All we got to go off is hindsight. We can't go back in time. All we can go off is the facts that we got now and roll with that. That's all we got. See, a lot of y'all, all of y'all, I see a couple of y'all say y'all would have got a car with Diddy because he did it. That's all I'm saying. People who is willing to put themselves in fucked up situations, searching a status, trying to get somewhere. You putting yourself in a peculiar situation because you thinking the outcome could be you're going to be popping, you're going to be on, so you willing to take that risk. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. You willing to take that risk. So now, if you done went alone, first time I done kissed you in the mouth, you ain't trip. I call you down, you come down getting the whip, you done popped the pill, you ain't trip. I think the next thing they said happened, some shit, he was hating on her with her current boyfriend or something at the time, and he made a fake flyer for her to have an excuse to go to Miami. She went to Miami. I'm trying to figure out. Help me out. See, it's different for a nigga like me. I'm. You can't make me do shit. You can't make me do nothing I don't want to do. Can't make me do shit. So it's hard for me to understand people who get made to do shit that they don't want to do. So that's what I'm talking to y'all about. Because it seems like a lot of y'all understand that. He was at her neck. He was a predator. He was woo-de-woo. In my mind, you got to cut this off after... Maybe not after the first time. Maybe not after the second time. But after the third time? Come on. Nigga say, Jay Nash on Instagram said that nigga did it a minute. Straight Jay say, man, he blew a nigga car up. Lena say, blowing up his car was super wild. King Bill say, everybody isn't you, sir. Did I say everybody was me? I literally just said, for me. Yada yada. That's why I'm talking to y'all, because y'all have a different aspect than me. I didn't say everybody was me. I know everybody's not me. That's why I'm trying to figure out the mindset of the situation. At least say three strikes. Hello. That's all I'm saying. At what point all I'm asking is, when do we hold this person accountable for their decisions? Whether you, at some point, you got to say this out of pocket. Get in the nigga car and popping a pill that you don't know what it is. That's out of pocket. That's out of pocket. So then we fast forward. They say he was hooking her up with sex workers and making her do stuff with sex workers while he watched or whatever and recorded it. Woo de woo. Jay Nasty, can't hold no victim accountable, man. You just can't. Jazz Fever says she said he was out of pocket when she sued him. Straight Jay said, I believe everyone holds her accountable for her own actions. Ain't no lawsuit for that. I don't think nobody holding her accountable for her actions. Reading the chat. Looking at the chat right now, don't look like nobody. So I'm trying to figure out who's responsible for you. At the end of the day, who's responsible for you, ladies and gentlemen? Anybody could be a victim if you let yourself be a victim. So who's responsible for you? Are we walking through life hoping to not be victimized? Are we walking through life hoping tonight that we meet this person and I hope they don't victimize me? Because ultimately, who responsibility is that at the end of the day that you don't get victimized? This nigga can't. Jazz Forever said, you are within yourself. Dominique on Facebook said, I think you got to think about it from a relationship standpoint, from in a relationship. Were they in a relationship? Was Diddy and Cassie actually in a relationship? Or was he holding a relationship potential over her head? Dr. Keisha said, my question has always been, ATV 19, at 19, where were her parents? Especially her father. Maybe he took advantage of, I can't see the rest of her comment. I mean, but everybody don't have parents. Everybody don't have well-intentioned parents. Everybody don't have responsible parents, as I covered in a couple episodes previously on Snoopy Knowing. But we ain't gonna get into that. So I'm not gonna blame the parents, because as we already know, Your parent can't always be trusted either. Jay Nash said, money and power ain't nothing to be played with. Money and power ain't nothing to be played with if that's what you're seeking. If you're seeking to be in a position, who to blame ultimately? I'm missing it. These Jake Straight Jake said these singers managers be pimping them out too. I agree. Alright, so boom, so he had a having sex with other sex workers while he filmed it. I don't know, y'all. The CI God said Diddy is a predator. I would agree. I mean, I think most of these men of high monetary value, millions and billions of dollars, they always after what they want. And I'm not even talking about just as far as a sexual relationship or as a woman. If they want something in business, they gonna make sure that they get it. They want a property, they gonna make sure that they get it. They always want what they want because that's what they used to get. And I believe that. Jazz Forever said, imagine having to decide between taking a pill and your career going up and not being broke. Listen. So, let's do we believe all the allegations? We believe that Diddy just is a because Diddy been operating like this for a minute. We all heard rumors. We all heard. We believe him and he been operating like this for years, and nobody else had the guts to stand up to this. Jazz Forever said, "You only get one chance with celebrities, and she's young." Okay, it seems as though everybody is on the fence of it's not her fault. I don't think everybody lying about Diddy. I think Diddy be wilding the fuck out. I think Diddy be wilding the fuck out, doing whatever the fuck he won't do. But I'm trying to. What I struggle with, and what I got daughters, so I'm teaching my daughters to never put themselves in these situations. I'm teaching my daughters to make better decisions. Teach my daughters to value what's important. So I don't understand I feel like somebody has to take accountability at some point. You put yourself in fucked up situations. I'm not blaming you, but you have to take some accountability that you let this nigga get to you to this point. If it's my daughter, I'm pissed off. I'm like, why you know better? Why you letting this nigga do this? Why you went on this second date? Why you went on this third date with this nigga, baby? You know better. You worry about being a fucking singer over yourself. You worry about being a singer over your well-being, over your mental health, over your physical health. And this went on for, what, 10, 15 years with him and Diddy, with him and Cassie? Straight Jay said, we haven't heard an interview from her. Maybe she does take some accountability. It's not even about her at this point. I'm asking the people, do they think she should take accountability? She probably do. You got to. That's all I'm saying. You got to. You got to slap yourself across the face a couple of times and be like, God damn, I was tripping. God damn, I put myself, I walked in the lion's den with lamb chops around my neck. That's all I'm saying. She probably knows she got to take some accountability. It's the people, I'm talking to y'all, seem like nobody want to say she need to take some accountability for this. The CI got to say, we also need to teach our sons not to take advantage of people who don't have someone to teach them better. I agree with that. How you raise plays a big part in everything. But also, once you get your hands on the type of money that Diddy got his hands on, and the rest of these niggas got their hands on, some of that shit probably go out the window. We'll never fucking know. We'll never understand that lifestyle of telling the motherfucker to jump and they We'll never understand that shit. Make sure y'all hit the like and subscribe on the YouTube page, y'all. The link is in the bio on Instagram. Subscribe to the YouTube. I upload all of this content to YouTube after the live is done. Jay Nash said, yeah, all that morals go out the window when you that rich. I can believe it go out the window to a degree. Hopefully you don't just become a monster because you make $1 billion. That's scary. If the only way for you to sustain life and live as a being is to be a monster, that's scary. But this goes, so abuse, let's go deep into the abuse thing. Not just with these celebrities, Diddy and Cassie, but just in your in people's regular lives. King Bill say manipulation got a lot of parts. Gaslighting and false apologies make them think they overreacting to the abuse. Jay Nash say the stuff you read about him doing to Cassie was some evil stuff. So, just people in their everyday lives, and us normal folks with a who's dealing with a abuse or what abuse might look like. I talk to a lot of women. Talk to a lot of women that I work with. Talk to a lot of women that, you know, family members. And a lot of women scared of men. Like a lot of single women, they scared of men. Because men don't take no for an answer. They predatorial. And so women scared to even say no on the street or at a bar, at a club, or even with somebody that they know. Talking to women, you realize some of the stuff that was normalized as male behavior growing up as teens, adolescents, is considered part of rape culture. The persuading of a woman to have sex with you, just persuading a woman to have sex with you is deemed a form of abuse. And I think that's something that needs to be talked about because I don't think a lot of men know that. I don't think a lot of men know. This might be a girl you're talking to. This might be a girl you've been knowing for a while, talking to for a while, and y'all at the crib and you trying to do something with her and she don't want to do nothing, but by you trying to persuade her, that's a form of abuse. I don't think most men know that. Most men feel like that's what they've always done from 16, 17 years old. They feel like, yeah, the woman be wanting to, they scared in a moment. You got to talk out of it. But women feel like when you got to talk them out of it or you got to coerce them or plead them, that's a form of abuse. The CI God say women don't have the same rules men do. Agree. 100% agree with that. Jazz Forever say and say she wanted it. King Bill say niggas play innocent. I don't know. I mean, I guess niggas play innocent. But like Jazz Forever said, oh no, CI Goddess, I'm sorry, on Instagram, CI Goddess say women and men don't have the same rules. Men don't look at things the same way that women do. Because to a man, he could always, if they don't want to do something, they're not doing it. Like I said, you can't make me do nothing. Most men feel like if they don't want to do it, they ain't going to do it. I can't talk them into doing it. The male brain, because how we operate, you can't make us do nothing if we don't want to do it. You can't make us do it. So we think it's the same way for a woman. But in a woman brain, it ain't the same thing. In a woman brain, she feeling pressure. She feeling nervous. She feeling scared. So she give in. Even though she didn't want to. And in some cases, she do want to. So that's the problem with the whole abuse thing. That's the problem with as a man and women navigating this whole abuse thing. Because when do you know what does abuse look like? When is it abuse? There are some women who might want to have sex with a man, but nervous, or want to have sex with a man, or don't want it to look like she want to have sex with a man. So she want him to push the issue. That happens. And then there's the opposite of that, when she really don't want to and he's pushing the issue, so she have to give in. So how are people, how is the woman to navigate when it's abuse? How is the man to navigate when it's abuse? I don't think it's an easy thing at this point. Jazz Forever says sometimes it's easier to go along with it for your safety. Jazz Forever. Like if somebody asks for your number, it's easy to just give it and block later. I'll agree with that. Mainly because people crazy. Just people nuts on the street. I don't play around with nobody on the street. Because you don't know what mindset a person is. So I agree with that. But let's get back to what I was saying. So how do we decide when it's abuse and when it's not abuse? In the same scenarios, in the same scenario where a man is talking a woman out of drugs. He done talked you out your drugs. When do we decide that situation was abuse and when is the situation not abuse? It's a thin line. And the abuse only comes, we can only acknowledge the abuse once somebody acknowledges the abuse. So you have to say you feel abused or you feel unsafe or you feel, otherwise how would a person know? Jazz Velvet says it's abuse the second someone is uncomfortable. So that's what I'm asking. How does a man know? So every time a man is with a woman or a woman is with a man, sometimes a woman coming on to a man. A man might not want to look like, oh, I just want to hit. He might not want it. I don't want to just hit, so I'm acting like I don't want it. But he really do want it. I think that word gets thrown around a lot. I think people take advantage of that word. I think people take that word lightly. It's a word, it's a double-headed coin. The CI gotta say it's not that easy because you don't know who crazy and who ain't. Exactly. That's what I just said. King Bill said you gotta read the room. What does that mean? What does reading the room mean? Like I just said, there's plenty of situations. We all, as men, we've all grown up at 17, 18, 19 years old where we had to feel like we coming on to a girl and we trying to get that thing. Come on, man. Let me take them all. Da, da, da. That's abuse in some cases. It's abuse if the person says it's abuse. They can give in to you in that instance. And then tomorrow, say that I only did it because you forced me into it. In that same scenario, a man could do that, and they could have sex, and the next day the girl, I'm ready for round two. When you coming back over? It's a double-headed coin. So if we gonna look out for victims, if we gonna punish predators. We got to be able to definitively know what's what. King Bill said you can tell when someone is uncomfortable around you. Okay. The CI goddess, as a woman, I just avoid all situations that are unpredictable. How is that? That's got to be stressful, right? Because every situation is unpredictable. Pretty much when you walk out your door, it's all unpredictable. King Bill said, if you can't see it, then you just focus on what you after and not the other person, meaning being predatory. Straight jig at King Bill's. Uncomfort can just be nervousness, though. Jazz Forever, there's no way to have definitive answer. Thank you, Jazz Forever. That's all I'm getting at. This is not victim shaming. It's not helping up the predator. All I'm trying to get the message across is, it's not a definitive answer, and you're walking a thin line, men and women, so tread lightly. It's a thin line, so tread lightly. You never know how this person is, what this person is thinking in their head. You can't read off of body reactions. Just like Straight Jig said, it could be nervousness. Or it could actually be uncomfortableness and I don't want you doing this. A man could stop. Ladies, listen to me. A man could stop. You got a man could be in a room with you and you could put on this act that you don't want to do it and he stopped. I respect it. I stopped. I'm not doing it. You get in a group chat and you talk about this nigga. I had this nigga had me in his house and we laying up there. He rubbing on me. We just watched a movie. He ain't even do nothing. We ain't even do nothing. We know that happens. We know that happens. We know men and women get together and a man decide, hey, all right, well, I ain't doing nothing. And we know y'all getting y'all group chats with y'all girlfriends and down a nigga who ain't make a step, who ain't take it further, who listen to you just say, nah, I don't want to do this, and let it be. So, you down in this man because he ain't keep being persistent, but then we understand if he be persistent, it could be deemed as assault. Let's call it what it is. Let's call it what it is. It's not easy. It's no simple answer. So I think as a culture, we got to stop labeling people so much, not knowing the full circumstances of a situation. Devastated say, I'd rather be the one to initiate sex. That's rare as a woman. It's very few women that's initiating sex. It's very few women that's going along with her being the one to pop it off. It's normally a man's job. Sometimes he do it, he being abusive. It's part of rape culture. And when he don't do it sometimes, this nigga must be gay. This nigga must like men. I laid up there with him. I said no one time, and that was it. He stopped. Who we blaming? Where we drawing the line? Chaz Lover said we need to stop letting men just do anything because boys will be boys. Well, I just covered a couple situations where men don't do anything. Well, men decide, hey, she say she tripping. She don't want me to unbutton her pants. I'ma leave it alone. And then he leave it alone and then you going bad mouth him. Can't have it, ladies can't have it both ways. Just like the men can't have it both ways, ladies can't have it both ways. The best thing for grown-ups to do is admit what they want and what they don't want. A lot of people don't do that though. A lot of people play games. Men have to be psychic to what this woman want right now. You putting both of y'all in a bad situation. If you want this man, if you want to have sex with this man, you need to let him know that's what you want to do. If you don't want to have sex with this man, and that's what you mean, you're not just trying to save face. You're not just trying to not look like a hoe. You're not just trying to not do it on the first date so he can tell us. If you really mean you don't want to have sex with this man, you need to tell him that. Devastated said, child, please, we grown. Now, if we just meeting and you come at me on the wrong level, then all together you become a turnoff to me. Allow me to introduce you to the pussy. Hey, but that's the energy that you got to have as a woman, for sure. And as a man, do y'all want us to just fall back as men? Hands off. When she ready to give me to me, when she ready to give me the pussy, she going to give me the pussy. She gonna give it to me. I ain't gotta touch her, grab her, unbutton her pants, undo her bra. Nothing. She gonna give it to me. Are women ready to have that responsibility? I don't believe they are. I'm 40 years old. I ain't never heard of it. It's very few women that's just a dog and gonna throw that pussy on you because she want it. It's very few. They waiting on you to make the move. And they gonna play games sometimes. But you got to make sure if you're playing games, you got to let this nigga know what the game is. Got to let him know what the game is. This abuse thing is so wide range. The spectrum is so large from one end to the other. You got to be careful on this spectrum. Even with age difference. I saw somebody earlier say Diddy was old messing with Cassie. I mean, she's an adult at 21. She young, but she's an adult. So how we feel about if you 18, 19, and a boy is 18, 19, and he dealing with a 16, 17-year-old girl. Because by law, that's statutory, right? How we feel about that? Should he be deemed an abuser at 18, 19? Still, 18, 19, is your mental that far advanced from a 16, 17, 18-year-old? I think we need to move more responsibly with this word abuser and the R word. Somebody say it ain't that black and white. It ain't that black and white with that. Because if her mom and daddy go to the police, it's going to be black and white. It's going to be he 19 years old and she's 16. They going to say that's statutory. That's black and white. Jazz Forever said, were they in school together? I mean, all these things play a part. 18 and 17 isn't bad. So 19 and 17 bad? 19 and 16 bad? 19 and 16 is too far apart. Is it really? What makes that too far apart? It's 3 years. 3 years apart. Let's say they was in high school. She could be a freshman and he'd be a junior. Is that far apart? How far apart is it? What if you're a senior messing with a freshman? Devastated say, I'm supposed to be making groceries. Hey, but you tuned in. Snoopy Knowing, episode 7. What abuse look like. You tuned in. Groceries could wait. 19, you out here living. 16, you ain't. Okay. Devastated say, I've always dealt with older guys. As a lot of women do. Jazz Forever say, that's predatory. 19 and 16 is predatory? Let's say she's 16. What month we in? March? Let's say she makes 17 later this year. Is that still predatory? Senior and freshman are at different points in their life. So you saying a freshman in high school can't deal with a senior in high school? See, there's a lot of rules when it comes to this that people don't know. There's conversations that a lot of people don't have. Seniors who always mess up with freshmen definitely got a bad rap. I mean, if that's all you're going for, then that says something. What does it say for a freshman that's always going after seniors, though? I feel like we always look at things from one spectrum. We don't ever look at things from another spectrum. And that's my thinking. Snoopy Knowing. I know everybody gonna think of things from one side of the table, but nobody ever think from the other side of the table. If you're a freshman and you always want a senior, what's that say about you? What are you? Are you a predator? Are you a predator too? Jasper Elvis says, the reason why a senior wants somebody that young. Okay, so why is the reason that somebody young want a senior? If you're a freshman, if they're a freshman, why do they always going after seniors or juniors? Devastated said, I can't lie, I was very young dealing with an older guy. Now I'm grown with my own daughters. I see that dude was wrong and had no business dealing with me. I agree. And it all depends on the age difference. And I don't think 19, 16 is a horrible gap. Because like I said, she might be 16, about to make 17. Straight J say, bruh, it's like giving a baby candy and kidnapping them. You blaming a baby for liking candy? Are we holding a we holding a freshman in high school at the same standard as a baby taking candy? See, I got this. I used to talk to older guys in high school because they had cars and money. Now I'm grown. I know they're predators. Let me rewind that statement. I used to talk to older guys in high school because they had cars and money. Now I'm grown. I know they predators. But this statement to me says you was being a predator towards what they had. You wanted them because they had cars and money. right? Was they after you or was you after them? That's what I'm trying to, a predator to me is somebody who goes after the prey. Predator go after the prey. The prey don't go after the predator. That's all I'm saying in all these situations. The predator go after the prey. The prey don't go after the predator. So if the prey is going after the predator, who's really the predator? Jasper Ever said that's being a user, not a predator. Come on, man. We can't have it. Y'all can't have it both ways. Y'all can't change the rules of the game. Y'all can't change the rules of the game. So being a user versus being a predator. Seem like y'all moving the goalposts on this. Straight J said, predator sets a trap for the prey. Knowing little girls like shiny things and putting it in their face is being a predator. Okay, I agree with that. Now, what about the older girls who like shiny things and you put it in their face? What about the girls, just the senior girls who doing the same thing the freshman girls doing? They after the same thing that the freshman girls after. The captain of the football or basketball team. The one with all the money, the one that's popular. They both after the same nigga. The freshman after the nigga, the senior after the nigga. It seems like there's a lot of responsibility on the male species. Devastated said, let's flip the script, Snoop. I was in the mid-30s and I had a fling with a dude in his early 20s. It was fun, but dude thought he was WWE when it came to sex. That's what I'm trying to get into. So you was 30 and he was 20. That's 10 years. Is that predatory behavior? We had an hour, y'all. This live about to cut off. And normally I would end the show there. But I'm going to start the live back up. So if the live cut off, don't trip. I'm going to start the live again. And we're going to finish this conversation. Because we having a good conversation right now. Straight J say you still a predator, nigga. You still a predator if the senior is doing the same thing the freshman doing and going after the same nigga for the same reasons. If you hit the senior, you're not a predator. But if you hit the freshman, you are a predator. That's tough. That's tough, folks. That's tough, fellas. That's tough, ladies. You ladies, you in a position to put this man in being a predatory status. If you're a freshman and you want this senior, you putting him at a predatory status if you going after him and he decides to oblige. A man in the 20s don't belong at the school. No, we wasn't talking about school. I think she just was talking about like in life, just she was 30 and the dude was 20. We was off of the school subject. Straight Jake say it's a lot of responsibility for the male gender. We know that. Do we know that? I don't think males know that. That's what I'm addressing. I don't think men understand the responsibility they have and where they're held in society to make certain decisions and choices. Jazz Forever said, if you go after somebody because you know it's easier to get, that's predatory. Woo! That's a bar right there. That's a bar. If you go after somebody because you know it's easier to get, that's predatory. How we feel about that, fellas? If I go after this girl because I know she easy to get, that's predatorial? Woo! That's tough. See, our goddess agrees. She said exactly. That's tough. Man, hold on, y'all. I'm about to restart this live. I got a minute left. I'm going to have to restart the live, and we're going to have to dive into that comment. If you go after something you know is easier, that's predatory. Men, y'all, Jazz Forever say men know their responsibilities. No, they do not. I promise you, men don't know their responsibilities. I promise you, men do not know their responsibilities when it comes to talking to a woman, advancing that sex with a woman. I promise you, they don't know. Straight J say, duh. That's a duh? That's a predator? This is a tough one right here. If you go after somebody because it's easy, that's predatorial. All right, Hang tight, y'all. I'm about to restart this live, and we're going to double right back with this. We're going over an hour tonight. We still rolling on Facebook. I thought Facebook had an hour, too. But we still rolling on Facebook. We ain't been cut off yet. Instagram, we back. They cut us off after an hour, but I'm back. We're going to keep this going tonight for a little while longer. We ain't gonna stay too long. Just finish off that last. It's a straight J say took you long enough. I have to post it. Relax, my brother. It's not black and white. Yeah, I'm back. I said I was coming back tonight. I couldn't end it on that last. Jazz dropped a fireball. Jazz said, if you go after something that you know is easy to get, that's predatory. That to me is wild. That's wild. I don't know. I can't agree with that. God damn. Listen, the reason why I'm saying I can't agree with that, let's say it's a bad bitch. Let's say she a dime. She a dime. And then there's a bitch who ain't a dime. She a 4, 5, 6. I know I ain't gonna, not me personally, but I'm just saying as a man in this situation, I feel like I ain't gonna get this dime. She want a rich nigga. She want this, that, and other. I'm gonna go after this 6, 7, 8. That's predatory behavior? I don't know about that. Camille said, I don't agree with that, Jazz, because we all humans. I don't agree with that. Straight Jig say 45-year-old man with money who only date 20-year-olds because they easy to grab. That's predatory? Because the 20-year-olds are going after the 45-year-old because he got money. And who's the predator? She's preying on him just as much as he preying on her. Straight Jig say, no, man, not how you saying it. Then how you saying? Y'all just using the age gap? If it's an older man going after... If it's a 19, 20-year-old going after a 17-year-old, 16, 17-year-old, that's predatory because they know they're easy to get. Is that what you're saying? Jeff Ever said, it's in human nature to want what comes easier. So how can we label that predatory? How are we going to label that predatory? If we going after an easier target, if you're in a club and they got the bitch with all the niggas around her, and then they got the bitch who ain't got that many niggas around her. I'm going to take my shot there. She less easy. I ain't got to do everything. That's predatory? But the point that I'm making is we throw statements out. We throw words out. We throw things out in blanketed statements and things. But it's not blanketed. You can't just throw that out there and it don't appeal to every situation. Straight G said, we not talking about women who seeking these niggas. I'm talking about little girls who green. That's what I mean by easy. That's not always the case, though. Camille said, because some 20-year-olds are very smart. Yeah, absolutely. Jazz Feather said, younger people are easier to influence. That's debatable. That's very debatable. You got older women who head up their ass and don't have no morals or nothing. And they easily influence, too. That's debatable. Jazz Forever said, being smart and having life experiences are two different things. I'll agree with that. I'll agree with that. But I'm not going to agree on if you go after the easier person to get, that's predatory. In situationally, it can be. We got to use more words. Situationally, it can be if you just go after what's the easy target. It can be predatory. It ain't just automatically predatory, y'all. We got to watch these words. These words damage people's lives, reputations, jobs, livelihood. These words that we use and throw around and categorize, it's not always that simple. And the person that we blame is not always just to blame. And Camille just said, but you can't put the blame on every older person. And as she must have read my mind. Jazz said, tell me why some people only go after younger people than them then. Y'all know a lot. Y'all know at least one person like them. a young person might look better, might have less miles on them, less stuck in their ways, maybe. I mean, there's a lot of reasons. That's why I say you can't just categorize things. The CI guard say, why do pimps pick the homeless girl? Whoa, I don't know nothing. Snoopy Norman, but I don't know nothing about pimps or homeless girls. Or do the girls become homeless once they start getting pimped? I don't know. That's what I'm saying. This shit ain't, you can't throw a blanketed thing over this shit. Some older men are young at heart. Are young in the brain too. I think that's a bad take. I think that's a bad take where just because you older and you want a younger woman or a younger man, that's predatory. For the most part, I get it. It can be. But people have their reasons why. And it don't have to be a predatory type of atmosphere. See, I gotta say, when people are desperate, they are easy to prey. I could agree. But at the end of the day, this is what I want to ask. Whose responsibility are you? At the end of the day, you are responsible for yourself, people. That's what I want to get across before I sign off tonight. At the end of the day, ladies, gentlemen, men, women, boys, girls, cats and dogs. At the end of the day, you're responsible for yourself. You can't put your well-being up for somebody else to handle and to take care of. You got to take care of yourself. You got to make decisions for yourself. You got to make the right decisions for yourself. You're responsible for you at the end of the day. People could do you wrong. People could take advantage of you. People could harm you. And I understand that. None of that's right. None of that's cool. None of that's good. All I'm saying is, you are responsible for you at the end of the day. Once you raise and grow, your parents did their job. Now you got to take responsibility for yourself moving forward. Episode 7, Soupy Norman. I like this episode, y'all. I appreciate everybody coming in. Make sure y'all like and subscribe to the YouTube. The link is in the bio on the Instagram. Subscribe to the YouTube page. Like the YouTube videos. Let's keep growing. Let's take this to the next level. These other podcasts ain't doing this. They ain't talking real talk. They talking foolish shit. We having real conversations. Let's read a couple more chats before we get out of here. Jazz Forever saying it's not just about age. Some people go after others who have low to no self-esteem and confidence. But they're easier. And just like I said, they're not right for doing so. But at the end of the day, who's responsible for that person? There's always somebody willing to take advantage of you in every aspect of life, whether it's on a job, whether it's in a relationship. Somebody always looking to take advantage. It's your job to make sure they can't take advantage of who? Of you. You're responsible for you. They're not responsible for you. If you let them take advantage of you, they will take advantage of you. They will. You're responsible for you at the end of the day. Not victim shaming, not victim blaming. Everybody stay safe. Respect people's opinions. Respect people's wishes. But at the end of the day, you're responsible for you. Nobody else responsible for you. See, I gotta say we should help those who can't help themselves as a society. We should. There's a lot we should do as a society. I think that's wishful thinking, though. I don't think that's a viable, realistic thing that can happen. In pockets, yeah, I think we could do that. We can help some people, certain times, but overall, it's not a possible thing to do. It sounds good. It's the right thing to think and to want. But as a society, we know that's not going to happen. We can just look at black people and see that's not going to happen. But appreciate y'all stopping through tonight. Episode 7, I loved it. Abuse. What does abuse look like? Who do we blame? Who's accountable? It was a good talk. Next week, Monday at 8, Snoopy Norman, same time, same place, y'all. Make sure y'all like and subscribe to the YouTube. Good night.